Dr. Kapinski dictating a mail IME on Kurt, K-U-R-T, Pratt, P-R-A-T-T. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Pratt as described in my report of 8-6-19. Pretty is now a 58-year-old male who again alleges he injured his lower back at work on 10-28-17 while loading his truck. Pretty did go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Pretty did undergo surgery on the lower back but is no longer receiving any active treatment. And then the rest of that section is normal. As per the record supplied, he he received an order approving settlement on 6-5-20 in the amount of 12.5% partial total with an Abdullah credit of 7.5% based upon disc herniations at T11-12, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1 with left lumbar radiculopathy. He then reopened his claim. New paragraph on 1-3-19. He was seen by Dr. Ralph Cataldo, who offered estimates of disability. I'm also now in receipt of documentation that predates the petitioner's alleged injury of 10-28-17. This includes a lumbar MRI from 2-24-14, given a history of back and leg pain. And I'll have to insert that report here. In paragraph similarly on 5-21-14, he was seen by a physiatrist named Dr. Lipnack, L-I-P-N-A-C-K, at the referral of chiropractor Dr. Bollinger, B-O-L-I-N-G-E-R. He had been in a motor vehicle accident on 11-25-13 when the car in which he was riding was hit head-on by another vehicle. He went to Lord's Hospital a couple of days later when his pain was not decreased. Treatment thereafter included chiropractic twice per week with some improvement. He cited the lumbar MRI from 2-24-14 and diagnosed lumbar myofasciitis to rule out lumbar radiculopathy. Pretty recommended continued chiropractic care or physical therapy, as well as electrodiagnostic studies. On 10-8-14, he did perform EMG/NCV. This was a normal electrodiagnostic study without evidence of neuropathy, proximal or peripheral nerve entrapment. Clinical correlation was recommended. He also came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Barr on 9-24-14. He rendered the following diagnoses, post-traumatic cervical sprain and strain, contusion of right shoulder with subacromial and subdeltoid bursitis, rotator cuff tendonitis with possible tear and possible labral tear, post-traumatic thoracic sprain and strain, post-traumatic lumbosacral sprain and strain with disc degeneration and varying degrees of both central and lateral foraminal stenosis, from L2 through the sacrum, severe lumbar facet syndrome, and possible lumbar radiculopathy. He also wanted electrodiagnostic studies and recommended a series of lumbar epidural steroid injections. On 9-25-14, he came into the pain management care of Dr. Lee. He recommended injection treatment. He followed up with Dr. Barr through 10-22-14, and he remained symptomatic, mostly in the lumbar region, and still complained of numbness in his legs on left greater than right. Period. He then referred the petitioner for a series of lumbar epidural steroid injections. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, the skin on his hands was dry by honorally appeared. Active left shoulder abduction and flexion were 145 degrees that he attributed to, quote, something else, end quote, not the injury in question. Paired motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, and interlocking. The rest of that is normal. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed extremely dry skin bilaterally. Paired motion of the left hip was full, but internal and external rotation elicited low back tenderness. Paired motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Paired. He had globally diminished pinprick sensation in the left lower extremity, but this was intact on the right. Paired left patellar reflex appeared to be volitionally limited at 1+, but these were otherwise 2+. Paired manual muscle testing was 4/5. If he resisted left plantar flexion strength, but this was otherwise 5/5 in the lower extremities. Cervical active extension was to 30 degrees, comma, rotation right 70 degrees and left to 40 degrees with side bending right 40 degrees and left to 15 degrees. Paired flexion was full to 50 degrees. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He was able to stand on his heels and toes with support, but he changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 65 degrees and rise. Paired, he sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 40 degrees. Paired right side bending was to 20 degrees. Paired extension, bilateral rotation, and left side bending were full. Paired supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the left at 30 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness with a markedly positive reverse flip maneuver for symptom magnification. Paired on the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular symptoms were elicited. Paired, he had a markedly positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Paired, impressions on 10/28/17, Kurt Pratt was injured at work, as noted in my prior report. Paired, since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Period. I have now been provided with documentation that predates the subject event. Period. It shows at length that Mr. Pratt was involved in a motor vehicle accident several years ago and saw various specialists and underwent numerous diagnostic tests. Period. These included MRI. It showed abnormalities at multiple levels. Period. He also had an EMG that was read as normal. Period. He was referred for pain management injections. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found markedly variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. He had extremely positive reverse flip maneuvers on the left and trunk torsion tests indicative of symptom magnification. Period. There was a question of a decrease in the left patellar reflex, but this may have been volitional in nature. Period. He had decreased active range of motion about the left shoulder that he attributed to something else, comma, not the injury in question. Period. Paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency are the same as will be marked in my prior report, and that is the end.